Life's a beach, they say. Wiggle your toes in the sand. Sip on a cold cerveza. Heckle the struggling cyclist. Ain't life grand? Iowa Cyclocross Podcast, Episode 7, coming to you live on October 18th. I'm your host, Jason Scholbrock. Time now for the race recap. This past weekend, Twisted Cross took place in Cedar Falls. 2 days full of racing, and weather be damned, flooding be damned, pun intended. They got this race off leading up to the race, kind of all week, day by day, even hour by hour. Race director Joel Mason from Twisted Spokes was keeping all the racers updated on the status of the floodwaters. They came close, but no cigar, and the race went on, thank goodness, because I've had enough water this fall. Fortunately, this past week, it's been dry, and to be honest, at the actual race itself and the course, things were fairly dry, considering the circumstances, fairly close to the river. It had lots of rain, flooding nearby. All in all, good deal. The races went on, and we got 2 days of the Iowa CX series in the books. So let's dive into the results here. On Saturday, start off with the men's masters results, 35 plus, third place. The pride of Marion, Iowa, Keith Snoop, with a strong podium. Second place was Eric Ware. And first place, angry Kyle Sedor. Men's Masters 45 plus, third place Randy Harris, second place Jim Bethea, and first place Russell Burry. Men's Masters 55 plus, third place from Garwin, Iowa, John Dilger. Second place, Michael McConaughey. That is Matthew McConaughey's father, in case you wondered. All right. First place from Ames, racing for Rassies, was Sean Myers. Men's Masters 65 plus. Third place, hailing from Ames, Iowa's biggest suburb. That would be Kelly. It's Harry Fortney. Second place, Jim Pratt. First place, Richard Gilmore. Moving on to the juniors, we go from the masters to the juniors. Men's juniors, 9 to 12. Third place, Conrad Shannon. Second place, Caleb Wieland. First place, Griffin Caskey. Lots of Corridor Devo guys made the trip up to Cedar Falls for this race, and a lot of them did really well. Corridor Devo quickly becoming a force to be reckoned with. It's really awesome to see these local juniors teams getting organized, getting kids to races, and really giving us a good glimpse of the future. Speaking of the future, the men's juniors 13 to 14. Some of these guys are already mixing it up with the older racers, but they do have their own race as well. And in the men's juniors 13 to 14, third place was Hayden Patterson. That would be Kevin Patterson's protege. Second place, Aiden Jacobson. That would be Ryan Jacobson's protege. And first place, Cameron Bimpson. I don't know who Cameron's father is, but we'll say protege as well. Men's juniors 15 to 18, the teenagers. Well, I guess technically the 13 and 14-year-olds are teenagers too. But anyway, third place, Brandon Englund. Second place, Weston Turner. First place, Luke Ahrens. Moving on to men's 4-5. Third place and first place single speed, equipment choice, hashtag equipment choice, Drew Aspenson. Second place, the IMBCS comp champion, I believe, for 2018. Second place was Chris Adams. He's from up that way. It's a good job, Chris. And first place, familiar tune, Reese Linder. Oh, get used to that name. We'll be talking about him a lot. Men's 3-4 on Saturday. Third place, Seamus O'Connor Walker. Not only does he have the longest name, he also has the longest hair, probably. It hasn't been verified. I think him and Josh McGee need to have a mane measuring contest, shall we say. Let's make that happen. I'll bring a tape measure and we'll measure it. Seamus definitely has the little bit of curls going on, the waves, which is kind of nice. Josh goes more for the arrow look. Just keeps it all straight. I digress. Or undigress, I don't know. That was probably a digression. So, anyway, back to men's 3-4 results on Saturday. Second place, Caden Snoop. Way to go, Caden. I'm sure he was jumping and leaping and riding everything. And first place, Reese Linder. So, if you're keeping score at home, Reese wins the 4-5 and the 3-4 race. Dude needs to upgrade. And he did. So, good job for Reese. Moves up to Cat 3. In the men's 1-2-3 race, third place, Trevor Roos. Second place, Ryan Jacobson. And first place, Josh Whitney. Women's juniors, 13-14. First place, Jocelyn Jacobson. Women's masters, 35+. Third place, Shannon Feltz. Hicks, formerly pro heckler. I don't know what her heckling status is anymore, but she got third. Second place, Sandra Donovan. And first place, Kathleen Porter. Women's 3-4-5, second place, Hannah Neary. First place, Kimberly Brewer. And in the women's 1-2-3 race, first place, all to herself, Elijah Beatty. Moving on to Sunday's results, a lot of similarities. Good for these guys. A lot of them raced both days. A lot of good points for the Iowa CX series up for grabs. And let's just do this. The men's masters 35+, 45+, and 65+, exactly the same podiums as Saturday. So that's consistency. Way to go on those guys. It made it easy for me on talking about the results. So those 9 dudes, good job. If you want to hear those results for Sunday, just back up about probably 3 or 4 minutes maybe at this point, maybe 5. Just listen to Saturday's results for the Men's Masters 35+, 45+, and 65+, and you'll have the results for Sunday. How awesome is that? So, Men's Masters 55+, third place, Dave Ostrom. Awesome Dave Ostrom from Cedar Falls. Second place, the pride of Garwin, John Dilger. And first place, 2 wins on the weekend for Sean Myers. Way to go, Sean. Making that Moots Titanium look good out there. Men's juniors, 9-12. Third place, Caleb Wieland. Second place, Clayton Stevens. First place, Griffin Kasky. 2 wins for Griffin on the weekend. Nice job, Griff. Men's juniors, 13-14. Third place, Brock Hessenius? I don't know, Brock. That's a cool name, though. I want to say Hessen House, but that, I know that's not right, and he's not old enough. So, second place, Aiden Jacobson. First place, Cameron Bimpson. So, those two held their same result as Saturday. Second place, Aiden. First place, Cameron. And they are teammates on Corridor Devo. Men's juniors 15-18, third place Weston Turner, second place Luke Ahrens, and first place Nathan Zollman. Moving on to men's 4-5, third place was Cameron Bimpson, second place Aiden Jacobson, so they swapped the result from the juniors race there, and first place Chris Adams. Moving on to men's 3-4, third place Logan Orcutt, second place Dougie Wilson. First place, Reese Linder. 3 wins on the weekend for Reese. Get that kid some peanut butter cups. All right. Men's 1-2-3 on Sunday. Third place, Donnie Bandy, the Bandy Bro, gets it done. Second place, Ryan Jacobson. And repeating his win on Saturday, first place, Josh Whitney. Women's juniors 13-14. First place, Jocelyn Jacobson. So she gets two wins on the weekend as well. Sensing a familiar trend here. Lots of double winners on the weekend. Again, consistency. Women's juniors 15-18, Olivia Caskey. Guessing she's related to Griffin. I'm guessing they're related. And women's masters 35+, third place, the master photographer, Angie Snoop. Second place, Sandra Donovan. And repeating her win from Saturday, Kathleen Porter. Women's 3-4-5, third place, Elizabeth Andrews. Second place, Amy Kotsanis. Kotsanis? I'm sorry, Amy. I did terrible with your last name there. First place, Hannah Neary. She also swims. Alrighty. Women's 1-2-3. Repeat winner from Saturday. Elijah Beatty gets it done on Sunday as well. Alright. That's the results from Twisted Cross. Lots of good racing out there. Rider of the week, we're going to go with Kathleen Porter. There were a lot of double winners on the weekend, but Kathleen gets the nod. Racing for Twisted Spokes out of Cedar Falls. Honorable mention goes to Sean Myers. He won both of the Masters 55+ races on the weekend. He's racing for Rassies. He's out of Ames. The two men in a truck, mover and shaker of the week, I'm going to go with Cameron Bimson. He won both of the men's juniors 13-14 races on the weekend, and he also had a strong third place finish in the men's 4-5 race on Sunday. So good job, Cameron. He's got to look out for racing for Corridor Devo out of Cedar Rapids. We're going to be seeing more and more of him as time goes by. Alrighty, that is the race recap for this episode. Breaking news brought to you by KCCI News Channel 8. Well, it's gorgeous out this week. It's dry, beautiful fall weather, cool in the mornings, a little warm and sunny in the afternoon. Love it. Temperatures aren't all that different than, you know, the past 2 weeks, but thank goodness it's dry. We need a break from that. Hopefully, that means for some nice racing in the up coming weekends. That's it for breaking news. Sorry, nothing else very exciting going on. Upgrade watch for this week. Reese Linder, he's moving on up. He's a Cat 3 now. Good job, Reese. That's a good move for you. Don't hang around in fours too long. You'll get bored of winning, I'm sure. And I've been calling on it for, well, pretty much the whole season. So, almost 2 months. For Brett Aspison to move up to a 3. He's been racing at a 3 level for like a year now, and he did it, and he's going to race with the 1-2-3s this weekend at the Grand. So look out for him riding the single speed. I think he's going to surprise some people. Although anything Brett does doesn't really surprise that many people. So that's upgrade watch. This is the look ahead. This weekend, October 20th and 21st, Saturday and Sunday in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Sands Volleyball Place. It's the Grand by Bike Iowa, and it's bound to be a grand time. Partially part of the Iowa CX series, just day two. So if you care about the Iowa CX series and the points, Sunday's more important. Saturday might be a good course preview, though. Just saying. The Grand, it'll be full of sand and fun. There's going to be some food trucks, sand castles, dollars, money in the sand. It's going to be dry, cool, a little cool, maybe breezy. But it's going to be fast, too. Just refreshing the registrations right now. It was at 199. Oh, and it's at 201 now. So we're getting some big fields, some folks coming over from Nebraska. I mean, there's not really much to do over in Nebraska, you know. So why not come over to Iowa? Just a little PSA. Online registration closes tonight at 11 p.m. Central Time. So get registered. Fields are getting big. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be tons of fun. Bike Iowa, as you know, always puts on a good show. Alrighty, the Grand this weekend. Don't miss it. Time now for the Confluence Brewing Company Drink of the Week. And this week it's inspired by the location of the race. So it's at a sand volleyball place. And it's quite close. In fact, there's a bike trail that runs right by the race location. And if you just take it like a mile, maybe probably a couple miles up the way, kind of to the west and north and west, you'll come to this great little brewery on the trail called 515 Brewing. And they have this nice, light, it's a pale wheat ale called OJ IPA. And it is awesome. It is really good, and if you never had it before, it's worth a stop into 515 while you're in town to grab some. It's good, refreshing. It's not super seasonal for right now, but it's a good beer. According to their interweb site, OJ IPA is a well-balanced wheat pale with a smooth citrus flavor. With less bitterness than is typical for this type of beer, this is the perfect entry-level IPA. So that's the beer of the week, drink of the week, pardon me. 515 Brewing Company's OJ IPA. Gear of the week, also inspired by the race location this week. We're talking about life's a beach, sand volleyball. The gear of the week is sand dollars. Now, some people think these little things that you get from all these tourist traps in Florida and South Carolina and Hawaii and California, wherever you get these sand dollar things, some people think they're like good luck, or I don't know. There's probably some voodoo magic thing to them. All I know is the Wikipedia page told me they're a species of extremely flattened burrowing sea urchins belonging to the order Clipisteroida. Sounds like pea steroids, but what do I know? Sand dollars, gear of the week. Go get yourself some from Pier 1 Imports, probably has some. I bet Pier 1 Imports, you can get a whole big glass jar of sand dollars that you can come down to the Sands Volleyball and you can use those suckers as currency. You can hand them up to the riders and they will much appreciate, because that's a token of good luck. You know, in Atlantis, like Little Mermaid, that's like cold hard cash down there. You can buy yourself three saltwater beers with one sand dollar. It's cheap down there. It's kind of like the Cancun of the make-believe underwater place. So, gear of the week, get yourself some sand dollars. Probably a Pier 1. All right, time now for the physique follow of the week. Physique, we make your ass hurt less. We talked about this guy earlier because he's got really cool, long, ginger hair with the waves. The waves, get it? Like the ocean, keeping with the theme. And that man is Seamus O'Connor Walker from Amesvalo. He's on the Instagrams. It is at Seamus O'Connor Walker. No hyphens, no apostrophes, just Seamus O'Connor Walker, all in one bunch. No underscores, no nothing. Get on there, follow him. He's got cool pictures of cyclocross stuff. Good time to mention to follow us on the Twitters. It's IACXPod. You can email us at IACXPod@gmail.com. We don't have a poll on Twitter currently, but I'll put one out there. Suggestions are great. Hate mail is great. Love mail is, it's good too. We like the hate mail more. If you have ideas for what we should talk about, cool articles, cool pictures, cool people, it's all good. Hey people, life's a beach. Enjoy the sand this weekend. Out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.